from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ben Cherington. I wanted a proverbially sock you in the face at this time yesterday. I was fed up. But the deadline wasn't 2:53 on July 30th.
It was 6 p.m.
It was 6 o'clock. Man. And much like some of us, you do your best to work up against a deadline. You procrastinate your balls off, your face off.
Oh, that was me in college. Every time I'd write like an actual term paper or something that was several pages in length, one time I remember focusing hard and saying, I'm going to have this done like a full week before it's due, okay? And I did it, right? I did the work.
Horrible grade.
I got like a C+ on it. Teacher just said, didn't really like this, expected better, something like
but
that.
But you get 20 minutes to hand it in.
No, then the
clock's
like,
running down.
Haven't started it night before it's due. It's an 8 a.m. class. It's midnight. I just cracked open like two beers. I write like I'm Hemingway. You know, I'm incredible.
Malzy, Donnie, was that you?
I can't say I had that kind of luck, no.
I swear to you, I did that. I got a C+ or like a bad, you know, for me, a pissed off bad grade. Then I did one where it was a complicated paper that required research and all this stuff that I had to do all on the fly. I got like an A, I got like a 96 on it. And I'm just thinking, what a scam this is. Like, why work hard? Just work fast at the end.
You ever hear the Ernest Hemingway story?
No.
Apparently, Hemingway was in New York City for something, and he was at a restaurant, and Yogi Berra was there with a bunch of other Yankees. And the owner of the restaurant came over and said, hey, guys, I want to introduce you to one of the great writers. This is Hemingway. This is Ernest Hemingway. And Whitey Ford was there, and he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe Ernest Hemingway is here. Like, This is one of the great novelists
ever to live.
He was thinking this. He did not say great novelist, but he's like, you know, totally in awe of him. And Yogi Berra says, hey, Ernie, pull up a chair. What paper are you with? He thought he was a baseball writer.
I like that. That's very on brand. I'm laughing still, too, at the thought of you wanting to punch Ben Cherington. Punching someone in the face. Talk about the
and
shoe
so
being on the other foot.
And so much more power now because of the personal training that
I'm
doing.
Yeah, you are really...
I should have to get my...
Those guys must be loving your socials because that big logo's out there. You got like you're talking about Olympic rings.
I should need to write a letter to the state police and say, my arms are lethal weapons, my hands.
Any you know, fist fight you get into, you're committing assault with a deadly weapon.
Man, if I was in that Steelers melee, they would have had to taken me off the field in cuffs.
You'd look like Juggernaut or something from the X-Men, just like slamming through people left and right. Yeah, we were all ready to basically like bury the guy yesterday, and I felt very convicted. I think you did too, in my belief that I was going to be proven right, much to my chagrin. Like I was really convinced that I had them measured.
Well, I also felt like the guy had unrealistic expectations, where he could do everything he wanted to, where there was no real sacrifice or compromise made, that he was going to get players to make this team better, that he was going to get players that were going to make future Pirates teams better, that he was going to get players that filled a need while not really taking away from another area of the team that hurt them long term or even hurt them short term. I mean, there was, I'm not going to get into the names, but there was legitimate conversation going on yesterday that we were hearing about, that the Pirates were getting offers or were tempted to possibly take someone off of this team,
mm-hmm.
to, and not Martin Perez in his 5-plus ERA,
no, somebody more
but
notable.
Take a legitimate player off this team to get someone else to bolster another area of their squad. You know, bring in a first baseman or an outfielder or something like that.
Like a baseball trade, but one that would, unless it worked really well for the Pirates, probably tick people off. Definitely tick people off in the immediate aftermath of it.
Well, yeah, because when you give up a good major league player, even if you're getting another good one back, that doesn't always sit right with people.
Correct.
At a trade deadline.
Well, it's you should be trading your prospects for good major league players, not robbing Peter to pay Paul.
So I'd love to get our listeners' thoughts on this. Donnie had him banked last night, boy. People right after this happened were calling in. They could not wait to get a piece of Donnie and say, I love what the Pirates are doing. And let's see after a night of sleep if people are still feeling that way. 412-928-9370 into the best call tickets to see a big show at PNC Park. ESPN has come out and called the Pirates a deadline winner. This is the write-up. Was hoping for a head-turning splash from the Pirates. Luis Robert Jr., Cody Bellinger, the ghost of Hannes Wagner.
But Johnny Dickshot.
But for a team that is often an afterthought this time of year, I'll take the additions of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Brian De La Cruz and look forward to a second-half run on the strength of that exciting rotation. Look, I think if Robert or Bellinger get traded, and you see what those guys went for, and you think, yeah, I would have given up those prospects to get one of those guys, then I think that's a worthy conversation or discussion to have. But those guys didn't get dealt. But I can't criticize Ben Cherington for failing to make a move that no other GM made. If, just to pick a random team, if the Minnesota Twins cajoled the White Sox into trading Luis Robert Jr., and I looked at the return and I'm like, eh, they really didn't give up that much, then maybe that would have taken away somewhat from what they did yesterday. But
those guys,
Robert is still
put
in Chicago and Bellinger is still with the Cubs.
Yeah, they stayed put. Like, I would be very much stressing this point, Pony. Nobody else who was looking to get players to be a buyer acted any differently than did the Pirates. There was no outlier team other than the Padres giving up so many of their prospects, but it was, I think most people across the industry agree, the Padres paid a steep price for what they did. Nobody else was trading their best guys to get a huge name in return.
ESPN also pointed out the best prospect they dealt was arguably Quinn Priester, and they traded him for another prospect, Nick York.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fine with that deal, because what we've seen from Quinn Priester at the major league level does not knock our socks off. Also, this is not a couple of years ago where if a guy was a former first-round pick and was struggling here, we would all just assume, give him a change of scenery, and he's going to blossom into a really good pitcher. The Pirates are now having success with their guys. They fixed Mitch Keller. They made Jared Jones into an electrifying, young, ace-caliber pitcher. They haven't screwed up Paul Skeens. They've given him the freedom to do kooky things before he starts.
Football.
And also, hey, you invented a pitch, throw it as much as you want, and it's deadly.
It's a phenomenal pitch, keep throwing it.
Bailey Falter, you bring him in. At the beginning of the year, that was something else I wanted to punch Cherington for. You're really having Bailey Falter in your rotation? his ERA is under 4 after he shoved last night against the Astros.
They clearly knew, they figured out something with him. I'll give them credit. What do we always hear about him? Like, he throws in the mid-90s, but it's like the high-90s because he has that weird thing with the extension he gets where he's releasing the ball.
See, I think I could do that because I have double-jointed arms. I think I could get my left arm up. See, I could get my left arm up in the air.
Why does your arm curve that way?
Because it's double-jointed.
My left arm doesn't, like, completely straighten, I don't think. Like it,
so you're, like, not even single-jointed. You're half-jointed.
Yeah, like you notice, like that? I can't pull this part of my arm.
Look at the tone there and definition on that arm, though, Malzi.
No, come on.
Look at that, no. Donnie. It's awakened 180.
I got to get in the gym like you.
We'd love to have you, Malzi. I think it would bring the house down if you
I'm
showed
on
up.
If I'm on the wrong end of an opinion battle with you, I could get socked, pow, right in the kisser. Just like, who are you going to beat up? What professional fighter were you going to take?
Well, I would Joe not call Jay Glazer a professional
Jay
fighter.
Jay Glazer. I almost said Joe Rogan. Imagine you, Jay Glazer, and Joe Rogan in a triple threat match. That one would be one for the books.
You think I'd die?
Like, if it were an actual fight?
Because I think they would just gang up on me and beat the tar out of me.
What would be your strategy there? Which one of those two are you just hoping the other guy kind of doesn't like and will gang up on with you? And who do you feel more comfortable about going one-on-one with if it actually works?
Probably Glazer.
I think you got to try to get Rogan on your side against Glazer and then turn on Rogan.
But he's bigger than Glazer, isn't
he? Not much. He's not that big of a guy. You're taller. You're much larger human being than both.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.